The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And what I want to do is, as we start today's show, I want to briefly go to the live UN General Assembly that speech that celebrity figurehead Trump has given. And I'm going to tell you, it's some of the worst I've ever heard, and it's almost a guarantee for the U.S. to be completely isolated and purged by the rest of the world. And I want to jump into that right now because it's live, and then we'll come back and do the administration things and what's the news. I want you to hear this. Here we go. Listen.
The United States will not participate in the new global compact on migration. Migration should not be governed by an international body unaccountable to our own citizens. Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries, make their countries great again. Currently, we are witnessing a human tragedy, as an example, in Venezuela. More than 2 million people have fled the anguish inflicted by the socialist Maduro regime and its Cuban sponsors. Not long ago, Venezuela was one of the richest countries on earth. Today, socialism has bankrupted the oil-rich nation and driven its people into abject poverty. Virtually everywhere socialism or communism has been tried, it has produced suffering, corruption, and decay. Socialism's thirst for power leads to expansion, incursion, and oppression. All nations of the world should resist socialism and the misery that it brings to everyone. In that spirit, we ask the nations gathered here to join us in calling for the restoration of democracy in Venezuela. Today we are announcing additional sanctions against the repressive regime, targeting Maduro's inner circle and close advisors. We are grateful for all of the work the United Nations does around the world to help people build better lives for themselves and their families. The United States is the world's largest giver in the world by far of foreign aid. But few give anything to us. That is why we are taking a hard look at U.S. foreign assistance. That will be headed up by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We will examine what is working, what is not working, and whether the countries who receive our dollars and our protection also have our interests at heart. Moving forward, we are only going to give foreign aid to those who respect us and, frankly, are our friends. And we expect other countries to pay their fair share for the cost of their defense. The United States is committed to making the United Nations more effective and accountable. I have said many times that the United Nations has unlimited potential. As part of our reform effort, I have told our negotiators that the United States will not pay more than 25% of the UN peacekeeping budget. This will encourage other countries to step up, get involved, and also share in this very large burden. And we are working to shift more of our funding from assessed contributions to voluntary, so that we can target American resources to the programs with the best record of success. Only when each of us does our part and contributes our share can we realize the UN's highest aspirations. We must pursue peace without fear, hope without despair, and security without apology. Looking around this hall, where so much history has transpired, we think of the many before us who have come here to address the challenges of their nations and of their times. And our thoughts turn to the same question that ran through all their speeches and resolutions, through every word and every hope. It is the question of what kind of world will we leave for our children, and what kind of nations they will inherit. The dreams that fill this hall today are as diverse as the people who have stood at this podium, and as varied as the countries represented right here in this body are. It really is something. It really is great, great history. There is India, a free society over 1 billion people, successfully lifting countless millions out of poverty and into the middle class. There is Saudi Arabia, where King Salman and the Crown Prince are pursuing bold new reforms. There is Israel, proudly celebrating its 70th anniversary as a thriving democracy in the Holy Land. In Poland, the great people are standing up for their independence, their security, and their sovereignty. Many countries are pursuing their own unique visions, building their own hopeful futures, and chasing their own wonderful dreams of destiny, of legacy, and of a home. The whole world is richer. Humanity is better because of this beautiful constellation of nations, each very special, each very unique, and each shining brightly in its part of the world. In each one, we see awesome promise of a people bound together by a shared past and working toward a common future. As for Americans, we know what kind of future we want for ourselves. We know what kind of a nation America must always be. In America, we believe in the majesty of freedom and the dignity of the individual. We believe in self-government and the rule of law. And we prize the culture that sustains our liberty, a culture built on strong family, deep faith, and fierce independence.
Okay, everyone, I just wanted to give a – I wish that this show would have started a little bit earlier as celebrity figurehead Trump was going down the line of countries and the new sanctions that he was going to bring in against these countries. And I'll tell you from the first – and I would just advise, and I would say it would be a good thing for everyone to go back after this is over, listen to the full speech. And believe me, I think that you will be as appalled and as – not shocked, but more of a gazed amazement of how quickly things have developed into where they're going. From this individual speech, it pretty much laid out to me that the protectivism of the United States is more of an isolation move, and it is really the purge. For those of you that have been listening to Tando radio show for a while, I've always spoke about there will be a purge of the U.S. And with celebrity figurehead Trump's speech at the U.N.'s General Assembly today really crystallizes that to where the rest of the world, outside of the few countries that have a vested interest in the U.S., such as Poland. And I'm not surprised that he named Poland because they want to name a military base after him. And Israel, which you're really seeing is the purge and the reason for the purge that the rest of the world will use. And this was by far the most damaging speech I've heard from any head of state in a position of global relevance as this one. This was by far the worst, and it's going to have real, real meaningful repercussions, and there's going to be a real consequence that are going to go along with this whole thing. The ramifications of this is pretty clear, that global – that World War III will definitely happen, and that will turn into global nuclear war. And I see where the theatrical play is taking the overall scene and is going to be a train wreck at best. And so go back and listen to this speech, and it is quite telling, and watch the overall body language, particularly Germany's body language and China's, the representatives from China's body language, if you could see it, if they'll span to the, if you find that type of recording on YouTube, you can find it on YouTube and you'll see it. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into today's show, and then we'll jump into some of that as well today. And before we get started on today's show, just want to say my man Pastor Keith is back in the building. Guess he's feeling good. I'm glad to see him. Happy to have him present. So we're going to get into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by making a financial donation to his website. And that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Also, become a member in this social media platform known as BTR Community for only $24 a year. You can be a member inside of BTR Community. That will support the network, and that will actually get you into a platform where you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. It's the only place that I post things. It's the only place that I'll do any type of social media activity. And it's more beneficial to you. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com and go from there. And we need to get into today's show. And today's show is on the 25th of September. It's a Tuesday, the 25th of September. The topic is making a commitment to yourself, family, and the community to thrive beyond survive. Because we don't want you just to survive with what's going to happen and the things that are going to unfold here. We really want you to thrive. And so I want to, in the second hour, really just focus on that. And this hour, we'll take a look at some very important things. I will say this before we start today's show. There's a couple of places in the world that are going to be more familiar to you, the general people, and some of those places is going to be the state of Iran, Syria, in two different province or area, the Latakia. There it is. It's Latakia. And I was going off of memory. I didn't see it in front of me, so I couldn't. It's Latakia. So I just looked at it. Latakia Providence is going to be huge because Russia has now put a complete no-fly zone around that area, and that is going to have major, major traction, and is going to have a reaction that is probably going to lead into a straight-out military conflict, because Israel says that they will continue to engage in operations in Syria, and that's going to be in the Latakia area, Latakia shore and Providence of Syria, where Russia is going to be having a no-fly zone. And I definitely anticipate that some major, major military confrontations where there will be aircraft that will be shot down, and then there will be response by an overwhelming use of ballistic missiles that will incur, and then it's over from there, folks. It's definitely over. And then the Idlib province of Syria is going to be another significant place on the planet that you will become very familiar with because of the military confrontation between Russia, the U.S., Israel, and China, Iran, and a bunch of other sides, and it will turn into a much more will spread globally. So definitely want to definitely talk about that in this first hour, and then get into some of the things, the commitment that I really would employ and really encourage you all to make for yourself, for your family, and in the overall community. And it's not just surviving this. It's really thriving through it, and really thriving before, during, and after it all. And that's the reason why it's so important. That is my overall goal. That's what I'm preparing for. And I just want to let you know some of those things. So if that is something that you see is important, that you would engage in that as well. So let's get into what's in the news, and then we'll get into today's show. First article I posted from the Daily Caller, an opinion. Reason to prevent a Russian-Iranian offensive in Idlib. So check out that Idlib. So is Idlib. Sorry about that. Idlib is in Syria. So check out that article. Very, very telling. Next article I posted, I want to hurry up and go through some of these because we have a lot. Next article I posted came from Bloomberg. And this is one that we want to definitely take up in the second hour of the show. This is from Bloomberg. The super rich of Silicon Valley have a doomsday escape plan. Wealthy Americans are stepping up investment in New Zealand. Parliament votes to ban foreigners from buying boat homes. So they are, some of the wealthy are definitely preparing for what's happening, and you should too as well. So that is going to be the part of the second hour. We'll get into that. So that one's from Bloomberg. Next one, it comes from RT International. Celebrity figurehead Trump says he expects to hold a second North Korean summit quite soon. Next article from Taz. Very important. Here it is. Taz, Russia may respond to the IL-20 tragedy by closing the Syrian airspace, says an expert. Moscow, September the 24th, yesterday. Moscow could adequately respond to the downing of the Russian reconnaissance plane aircraft over the Mediterranean Sea by closing the Syrian airspace. And so that article is there. The decision to do that has already been made, and it is going to be coming out more and more. The overall assets are being moved into place. Russia has decided to make a no-fly zone over the Latakia, over the Latakia province, and that is a no-fly zone where they will actually militarily engage any foreign country that does not adhere to that overall no-fly zone. And so that means that the overall confrontation is definitely there. And then the next article comes from Russia Insider. Here comes the consequences for Israel shooting down the reconnaissance plane. And that is what they're going to be talking about. Some of it there is that the actual consequence is the no-fly zone. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Delivery of the S-300 system to Syria increases risk to U.S. coalition forts, and the State Department says. The U.S. State Department says that the Russians' planned delivery of the S-300 air defense system to Syria will increase the risk of U.S.-led coalition forces in Syria, a U.S. State Department official told Sputnik yesterday on Monday. This was the State Department's response to that, was that you're going to be risking U.S. coalition aircraft. Who is the U.S.-led coalition aircraft? That is going to be the U.S., Israel, France, Germany, the NATO nations. But believe me, I don't think that France and Germany is going to end up being what they think that, and what we all have known them to be, and what they think that, what we think that they're going to be. They're going to switch sides, definitely. Next article: the Trump administration's secret anti-China plans. Check out that article. Next article from Daily Recognition. It is the 10 years later, a debt crisis is still building again. Oh, it's Daily Reckoning. Sorry about that. So check out that article. Next article from the National Post, which is a Canadian publication. A judge champions lenient sentence for young black man in gun crime because of the systematic racism and poverty. So check out that article from NP. Next article from Barron. Gold is cheap. Inflation is coming. You do the math. Gold is cheap. Inflation is coming. You do the math. And believe me, there are many in the world that are preparing for what's coming. And the thing is that you have to do it too. While the overall necessary resources are the primary resources, are the resources that will give you the most leverage, are still available and still acquirable. You need to do that as soon as possible, and we can help you with some of that, and we'll talk about that in the second hour as well. Next article from Sputnik News. Israel might turn to the U.S. for weapons as Syria gets the S-300 system, an expert says. The Russian decision to deliver the S-300 air defense delivery system to Syria will face Israel's counteractions and may be used by the Jewish state as a pretext to receive more advanced weapons from the U.S., experts said, meaning that they are going to definitely defy that overall no-fly zone. And how are they going to defy that no-fly zone is they're going to conduct airstrikes, and they're going to target that S-300, either before it's – while it's being put into – while it's being built, because it's being delivered now to Syria, while they're building it, while they're trying to deliver it, or once they deliver it and they start to make it operational, they're going to attack it before then. And that in itself, when they do that, guess who they will be attacking directly? They will be attacking directly Russia. So this whole thing is definitely going to move in a very, very, very violent manner in scope and scale. Next article from Wolf Street. Multiple online bank systems go down in the UK. Internet banking has become a crisis-prone business in the UK as online platforms of big banks suffer regular outages of other forms of IT disruptions. Friday morning, the online system of the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, and all parts of RBS banking group crashed in unison, leaving millions of customers unable to pay bills or view their balance online and mobile accounts. What are we? This is something that we've been talking about in the cyberspace, and the banking problem is going to be huge, and it is going to be attacked. And when it does, those that are depending on their debit cards, their bank account access by way of credit card or anything else, those individuals are going to be put into a very, very real crisis when those overall platforms don't work. Those platforms will not work. It is the plan. It is what is going to happen. It's going to be a part of the economic chaos and crisis that many people here will have to deal with. Don't you be a part of that, because you don't have to be a part of that. And it is going to need some preparation on your end to ensure that you're not a part of that. And it will continue. Next article we got from RT International. U.S. to stay in Syria so long as the Iranians are there, John Bolton said. U.S. forces will remain in Syria so long as the Iranian related forces operate there. The Trump administration has declared Syria's invitation to Iran to help fight the jihadists, rebels, and ISIS, while denouncing the U.S. presence as being illegal. So the U.S. presence in Syria is completely illegal and is an act of war. And then listen to celebrity figurehead Trump lie through his teeth when he talks at this overall UN, talking about how he wants countries to be sovereign and how he wants them to remain sovereign and respect the U.S. sovereignty. Well, see, respecting the U.S. sovereignty basically means that they can decide to invade you and take all of your resources, and you do nothing but say, oh, thank you so much, we want to build a military base and pay for everything for you. So this is getting really bad, and it's going to come to a real, real violent point in head that is going to turn into a really violent crossroads for many people around the world. Check out that article that is posted there. Next article from Press TV. Giving Syria the S-300, a major mistake, U.S. warns Russia. Russia's decision to provide the S-300. The U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has warned Russia against escalating the already high tension in the Middle East region. And he's saying by giving them the S-300, that is going to raise the tension, because now the S-300 can actually nullify the air superiority that Israel and the U.S. has in that area. So check out that. Next article, very, very important article. I definitely want to get to this later on, is that the Trump folds on the Nord Stream 2 because logic. So check out that article, and this comes from Gold, Goats, and Guns. So we need to check this out. Very, very important. And actually, celebrity figurehead Trump alluded to this in his overall saying that Germany is going to be completely dependent upon Russia, and that has to not happen, and that is a big problem. So check out that. The next article from Natural News, antioxidant-rich papaya helps reduce brain damage caused by heavy metal exposure. So check out that. Your papaya is it has a lot of rich antioxidants for heavy metals exposure that causes brain damage. Check that out. Next article from Press TV. Very, very significant and important article. EU to create a payment channel to maintain Iranian trade. The EU remains remaining parties to the remaining parties to the Iranian nuclear deal has promised to establish a special purpose vehicle to facilitate payments related to Iranian exports, which is oil, as part of an effort to salvage the joint comprehensive plan of action after the U.S. withdrawal. The EU has made its decision, and not only that, they are going to completely defy the overall threats of sanctions by the U.S., and they decided who their overall better, what the overall better direction and proposal is, and guess what, the one that won. They basically said, Trump, you're fired. And we've decided to move with the Iranians, and we have the full support, not only economically, but we have full support militarily to do it, because we know what your sanctions mean and what the, and what that entails. You sanction, then you attack. And guess what? We'll be there to respond appropriately. This is going to end in all-out war. Next article from This Day Lives. Crude oil prices hit four-year high after OPEC rebuffs Trump. Check out that. See, Trump wanted OPEC to provide more oil to the market, so that would push the overall price of oil down. But what OPEC has decided to do was they decided to go in reverse and not to do that, and to limit the overall supply of oil into the market. Why is that? That is going to benefit who? That's going to benefit Russia and Iran. Why does it benefit Russia and Iran? It benefits particularly Iran because then countries will be forced to buy Iranian oil at a higher price. And this is what celebrity figurehead Trump and the U.S. administration didn't want to happen. They wanted them to increase productivity and drive the price of oil down. That would hurt the Iranians, and the sanctions of the U.S. would be even stronger. But by limiting the oil output and raising the prices, it diminishes the U.S. sanctions as being nothing more than just talk. The world has made its decision, and they are purging themselves of the U.S. Next article, this one comes from oil price. JP Morgan expert Brent oil expects Brent oil to reach $90 on the Iranian sanctions. That is critical for the overall Iranian crude export of oil. That will allow them to basically nullify and mitigate any sanctions that they've been put under by the U.S. Next article from Press TV. World must stand up to the U.S. violations of international law, the celebrity figurehead president of Iran said. And he was there with the celebrity figurehead president of, Bolivia, I believe. So what is this significant of? South America is many countries in South America are aligning themselves and moving towards the BRIC nations. Venezuela and Bolivia and other nations in South America will do that. You're going to see major pressure from the U.S., particularly in Venezuela. They actually called for a coup in Venezuela, and they said that now they also, and celebrity figurehead Trump said he's going to sanction Venezuela in the U.N. address. But I anticipate that they do have even more actions, direct action there. And they're going to be rebuffed by China and the rest of the world in that overall area, because Venezuela is critical to defeating the U.S. The rest of the world, particularly the BRIC nations, do not want Venezuela to come under the U.S.'s control. Because if it does, there is a large amount of oil that the U.S. can quickly tap into and use for the overall war campaign against them. China is not going to allow Venezuela to go down. This is why when they had the overall assassination attempt in Maduro, the overall $5,000 drone that had C4 attached to it that was going to land right on Maduro's head was actually detonated 100 yards away. And that was actually done in public to show that the U.S. is no longer what they said that they were capable of to do. That was purposely done to show the rest of the world, see, the U.S. wanted to use a drone to attack Maduro, and we blew it up before it got there. That was what the rest of the world sees now as, okay, China and Russia and the rest of the BRIC nations are serious about protecting their overall allies. Bad moon rising. So, and if you wanted to see that actual drone that exploded, we actually played it here on Tando. But go to YouTube and just see the Maduro assassination attempt by drone and watch it. The drone comes close, and it explodes, and then the Maduro, his security team were kind of slow, and Maduro was kind of slow too. They just all watching it to see what was going on. And so you can see when it goes off. So check it out. Next article from Strategic Culture. The tension grows as China and Russia and Iran lead the way towards a new multipolar world order. Check out that article. Very, very important. We'll spend a day just on that one itself. Next article from Sputnik News. And here it is. And this article is... 1 second. This article is a very important article. It says Russia S-300 will be able to close parts of the Syrian airspace, Moscow said. On Monday, yesterday, the Russian defense minister announced that Moscow will provide Syria with the S-300 to boost the security of Russian service stationed in the country following the downing of the reconnaissance plane. But they also said that it will use to be able to mitigate and to close the airspace in parts of Syria. So there it is. This is one of the confirmations as what they plan on doing. Next article came from Sputnik News as well, and this was from today. The Israeli cabinet had an emergency meeting. Israeli cabinet orders the continuation of ops in Syria in coordination with Russia. And I got to say that this is all political gamesmanship, and it was actually a kind of a smart thing by Israel to put it this way, because what they're trying to do is not what it seems, but here's what's happening here. And this is very, very important. Israel's the celebrity figurehead, Prime Minister Netanyahu, they went into a emergency meeting with their overall government, and they came out and said that they will continue. They had an emergency meeting with the cabinet. The Israeli cabinet orders the continuation of ops in Syria, meaning that they're going to continue to fly airstrikes to attack Syrian government facilities, the Iranian positions, and they're probably going to be attacking Russian positions too. But they said that they would do that in coordination with Russia. See, they got outplayed, outmaneuvered by Putin when the reconnaissance plane was shot down, and he said it was an accident. And then he came back and said, oh, we checked it, and the radar shows it wasn't an accident, it was criminal neglect by Israel. So in order to protect our overall military, because Israel won't play by the rules, we're going to put up a no-fly zone. Well, Israel now has come back and said, okay, they just outmaneuvered us, so now let's outmaneuver them. What they're saying now is that they're going to work in coordination with the Russians. And see, now by working in coordination with the Russians, they're going to tell the Russians, hey, we're going to need to use this airspace to have this attack. And when are they going to have that overall? Let them know. Only minutes and shortly before the arrival of their overall planes, so that they can say that their planes were shot down by Russia when they told them that they were coming. This is political gamesmanship. So they're going to say that they're going to be working in coordination with the Russians, but the Russians already kicked them out of Russia when they came to see them. They basically severed ties. And that Russia basically said that now we're just going to defend our position and our interests in Syria, because you all have used criminal negligence, and you're using this to gain an advantage that we will not allow you to do. They needed Israel to make this mistake. Because if Israel didn't make this mistake, what Russia would have had to do was that they would have had to induce the mistake, or just come out and say we're shutting down the airspace. But this way they garnish more support globally. Israel is trying to now to garnish support globally for what they're doing by saying they're going to work in coordination. There is no coordination between the two countries. It's all out darn near war So that is a political move by Israel. Next article from RT. This is from yesterday. From Israel, Tel Aviv won't change the Syrian policy despite the Russian plane going down. Israeli minister. Next article, Roz posted from. We posted that one. We didn't post this one. Roz posted this from South China Morning Post. China willing to talk trade, but not with Americans' knife at its throat. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted from South China Morning Post, is that U.S. attack on China risks total destruction of mutual gain. Check out that article. Roz also posted from South China Morning Post, China versus Trump, how the trade war highlights a culture clash. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted from South China Morning Post as well. Trump trade war is a blessing in disguise for the Chinese leaders. Check out that article. And then Roz, then I posted this one from Stephen Ledman. Trustworthiness, not a U.S. or Israeli attribute. Very true. Not trustworthiness is not a U.S. or Israeli attribute. So true. Check out that article. Next article come from Ask a Prepper, Rise Poster. What do you do when someone asks for food in a crisis? Check out that article. Good article there. Next, also Rise from Ask a Prepper, where he said five bad perimeter defenses lessons from a Vietnam vet. So check out perimeter defense from a Vietnam vet. Also from Ask a Prepper, Roz posted shocking foods that people ate during the Leningrad siege, as in Ask a Prepper. So check out that article that's there, very important. And then I posted the from Sputnik News, the UN Generally Assembled video. Check out that. And then couple of more. Rise posted from Ask a Prepper, how to make an antiseptic to treat wounds and inflammation. And it's a Sugardyne. How to make an antidepressant Sugardyne to treat wounds and inflammation. Check out that one. And Ask a Prepper, Rise posted the map that shows the edible trees in your neighborhood. Oh, that's a good one. You need to know that. Then I posted from LA Times, Trump to emphasize dangers of Iran in his UN address, which he did. So check out that. And those are some of the things, a lot of good things there. You need to check out that our page that's there. A lot of great information. Thanks for the posting, Rod. I want to get into some things before we get into the second hour of the show. So here we go. Now, what I want to say is that there is now a unofficial, official, well, I would say it's official, a no-fly zone in Syria, where the Israelis have already tried to challenge it yesterday on Sunday evening, and they were rebuffed by Russia. And that overall system is only, that overall no-fly zone is going to expand itself. And here's what I definitely anticipate to happen. I anticipate that because of this no-fly zone, because it is no-fly zone, I anticipate that Israel has already said that they're going to continue their overall operations and continue their overall engagement of the Iranian military in Syria, as well as the Syrian government. They're going to be attacking, because that's what they're attacking. And I anticipate there it be an exchange where Israel will lose some actual planes, and then they will actually engage the overall Russian bases themselves. And some of the places that's significant is the base that's in Latakia. In Latakia, Syria, there is a major Russian air presence that's there, and that's one of the places that they're going to be placing the S-300 system. And they say that they're going to probably put three batteries of S-300 systems that will actually be able, with that S-300 system, they would be able to cover to defend Syria even into the border airspace of Israel. So they'll be able to tell when Israeli planes are taking off to attack Syria, and then they'll be able to intercept them once they get closer to Syria. But they'll be able to know that they're going to do that from the time that they take off into Israel. I anticipate that the S-400 system will be brought into Syria. There was something that was very important. There was a time, and I didn't say too much of this on Tando Radio Show, but there was a couple of weeks ago, and I know that Keith, Pastor Keith, remembers, I had a call with him, and I said, hey, there is word that that U.S. satellites have gone dark and that they were knocked out. And this was just before China and Russia engaged in their large military maneuvers and training together. And when you do that, you move a large amount of assets. And when the U.S. satellites were turned off, I definitely could see that they possibly at that time, that's when the S-300 system was already put into Syria, and probably the S-400 was delivered as well. And then they moved the overall assets into position to defend their positions that they would be defending, because they knew what was going to be happening in the future. And I wouldn't be surprised if the overall downing of the reconnaissance plane wasn't a false flag as well. Doesn't matter. You need to prepare for this regardless. So I anticipate what's going to happen. There's an article real quickly. There's a couple of articles. Let me pull this one up real quick, and I want to talk about this real quick. And this comes from Russia Insider. And I definitely anticipate, and we're going to carry this a little into the top of the hour because of the late, well, not the late start, but we were listening to something else. And the Russia Insider, it says, here comes the consequence for the Israeli downing of IL-20 shoot down. Vladimir Putin has quickly claimed moves to ensure that another incident won't happen, like the shootdown of the IL-20 does not occur again. After laying the blame of the incident squarely on Israel, both men announced that Syria will receive the upgrade to their air defense system. Russia will deliver the S-300 system to Syria within the next 2 weeks. I think that the system is already there in country already. In my estimations, it may not be there, but I think it is. If Russia has already the U.S. system under control and system. So wait, here it is right here. If Russia already has the S-300 system under their control in Syria, these systems will probably be turned over to the Syrians and new Russian systems will be brought in. What is the new Russian system that they'll be brought in? The 400, which I think that's what's really happening here. Otherwise, the new systems will be flown directly into Syria, and I would like to think the former would be the most reasonable way to upgrade the Syrian air defense within 2 weeks, unless the Russians have already quietly flown them in. Now, I didn't read this article yet before right now, but I knew that it was significant. We needed to post it. But this is what I surmised from when the blackout, Keith, you remember when I told you about the overall satellite blackout went down. I definitely said that's China and Russia moving the overall assets in the South Sea of China, in the Ukraine, in Syria. And not only that, I believe they got stuff to where? Venezuela. They got stuff to Venezuela in that overall blackout. Djibouti and other places, strategical places, Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, other strategical critical places around the globe were actually fortified with assets by the conglomerate of nations that's going to be against the U.S. It wasn't just the Russian moving hardware and assets into place. It was multiple countries, I believe. I'm firmly convinced that Germany took advantage of that blackout as well. France took advantage of that blackout as well. And the EU definitely took advantage of that blackout, because the lines have already been drawn. There's no turning back now. None whatsoever. Celebrity figurehead Trump mortgaged everything in that speech on the UN. And the margin call is coming. The margin call is definitely coming. So let me go back to the article real quickly. Unless the Russians have already quietly flew them in. In either case, the Russian techs and the trainers will surely work with the Syrian counterparts for well past the 2 weeks stated. In other developments, Russian senators and former Air Force commander announced the establishment of a no-fly zone in Latakia to prevent a repeat of the downing of the Li-20 aircraft tragedy. He added that any unauthorized object in the skies over the Himalayan airport will definitely be eliminated. Any unauthorized object. What is an unauthorized object? A drone, a missile,
an aircraft,
a balloon. Anything. This comes straight from the Russian senators, says, and he says the establishment of a low no-fly zone in Latakia is in effect to prevent the repeat. I'm sure that the remarks was meant for Israel's audience, and I'm certain that Vladimir Putin's personal informant, personally informed Netanyahu of this in their recent phone calls. Remember yesterday we were talking about that there was the phone calls that they had. In addition to the S-300 and the no-fly zone, Russia's radio-electronic combat assets will suppress communication, radars, and satellite navigation by any combat aircraft attacking targets in Syria. So now they're going to not only use EMF to actually jam and electronically scramble and jam all aircraft. What does that basically mean? That electronic scramble, they're not telling you where that fly zone is. That fly zone will probably go all the way into Israel itself and to all of the U.S. assets that are in Syria. See, this is very, very, very important. The Russian radio electronic combat assets will suppress communication, radar, and satellite navigation of any combat aircraft targets in Syria. See, this is the key. That's not the Latakia area. Latakia. That's not the Latakia area. That's all of Syria. So basically what Russia has now done is place a no-fly zone and then a no-communication zone throughout the whole country of Syria. In order to do that, what type of assets do you have to have in country? Very, very significant. And that means their overall commitment to Syria is complete. Because they had to have the necessary assets in country to be able to do what? To electronically jam. Because listen to this one more time. In addition to the S-300 and a no-fly zone, Russian radio electronic combat assets will suppress communication, radars, and satellite navigation of any combat aircraft attacking targets in Syria, the whole country. That means that the U.S. base that's in Syria, all of their supplies coming in now are going to be jammed.
Now, that helps shut down all military aircraft as far as military operations
go. He says that shuts down all of the military aircraft. Now, what is the U.S. going to have to do and Israel going to have to do? Countermeasures. And what are the countermeasures to that? you're going to have to send specific missiles that are designed to go after those jamming assets. So now you're going to have to attack the Russians directly. A Russian Su-35S reportedly intercepted a U.S. F-22 over Syria. Russia has also asked for permission to station fighters and bombers at the Nojaw Air Base in northwest Iraq. The bear is seriously pissed. What do you think Iran's response to Russia's request to put in assets in northwest Iraq? Northwest Iraq is significant because it does is what? Right along the Syrian border and in the overall area of conflict in the overall theater of activity. And then it says in ending, I guess we'll see if Israel is feeling froggy. This is from Russia Insider. So the no-fly zone has been announced and stated, and believe me, Vladimir Putin told Netanyahu about this no-fly zone yesterday. Probably told him the day after the shooting that they were going to do it, and the Russian senator now came out and said it. This is significant because of this is direct confrontation between the U.S. and Syria. Excuse me, the U.S. and Russia. Basically, the U.S., Russia, and all of their allies, including China and the BRIC nations, and the U.S. and its allies. And there's a few U.S. allies that they have. Israel, Poland, is it. And believe me, Poland won't be there for long. Poland won't be there for long. So, and the response that Russia had, excuse me, the response that the U.S. had is that they warned Russia not to do this. And basically, the actual when we come back, we're going to take a look at what the U.S. and Israelis' response to this no-fly zone is, and the no-fly zone is basically the assets, the anti-aircraft assets that Russia is putting now, expanding into Syria, and what Israel's and the U.S. response is going to be. Not going to be good. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Scotty, if you're there, we're going to go to the commercial break. Give me 2 minutes, and then we'll be ready to go. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
All right, welcome back. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, before we get going and get hot and heavy, I think Brother Davis is there in queue. Brother Davis, if you wanted to unmute yourself, definitely wanted you to chime in. If you can, give you a second to do that. And then while we I'm back on the board so I can see the board, see Brother Davis is there. And then what we'll do also is that I want to definitely elaborate more and further on what's going on. And my man Scotty, I see he wants to. Scotty, did you want to chime in real quick?
Yes, Dave. Can you hear me okay? You're not getting an echo or anything?
No, none whatsoever. Perfect.
Okay, because I was listening on my phone while I was out here working on this pump, but I'm glad that you opened up the program with that UN speech. I was thoroughly disgusted at the hypocrisy, and I tell you, man, you know, I got into, it wasn't really a debate, let's call it a friendly conversation about religion. And this person was saying that China and Japan don't practice any kind of religion, and that's why they're technologically advanced other than other nations. And I told him, you're completely wrong. I was like, you don't know what a billion Chinese is practicing in the privacy of their own homes. You don't know what people are practicing in Japan. They have their traditional religions as well. You know, Buddhism was born in China and what have you. But I said, you know what? I said, you can take shots at any religion you want to, but even not practicing a religion is a religion. Atheism is a religion. You know, you ritually don't believe in any kind of higher power whatsoever. And that's okay. That's your right as a human being. But to say that, you know, you have to be an atheist in order to be technologically advanced is just nonsense, and it's not supported by the evidence. So this morning, you know, he shared an article with me saying, you know, how the Chinese were burning Bibles and rounding up Muslims. Now, I said, you know what? I admire China in a number of the things that they do and how they do things. But I said, they're intruding upon a human being's right to self-determination. As long as what I believe doesn't intrude upon your rights, you have no reason to stop me from believing whatever it is I believe, long as I'm not harming anyone. And so I was like, you know, communism is a religion. They practice it religiously. Capitalism is a religion. They practice it religiously. And so when you play that clip of Donald Trump, and I'm going to play it in its entirety, you just gave me my main topic for BTR News today, when, you know, he was talking about the religion of capitalism versus socialism. But he was not being honest and saying, hey, the reason Venezuela is the way that they are is because we got the Saudis to increase production to drive down oil prices, and that's why they're collapsing. Okay, and then to act like capitalism didn't just almost crash the global economy, and you had to bail out all of these venture capitalists at the banks and what have you. So what we're dealing with is religion. Whether you talking about a higher power, whether you talking about your political ideology, it's all religion and people trying to force other people and bend them to their will. No country has attacked another. He was talking about the refugees. Oh, we're not going to listen to the U. But you caused all them refugees in Syria. You know, Bush playing this out over a decade ago when he named Syria as part of the Axis of Evil. Okay, they just don't do these things overnight. This is what you call continuity of a government agenda and what have you. And so, you know, you had the two political parties, which are religions, political denominations, just like you have religious denominations, and they just have different ways of going about it. But I am seriously concerned about World War III popping off. And like I said yesterday when I was reading the article about the United States Army is having trouble meeting its recruiting goals. They're targeting young people by the ages of 17 to 24, okay? And they are susceptible because these young people aren't their brain's not fully developed. They don't have enough life experience, just like I didn't have enough life experience and knowledge about how the world works when I joined the military. I was coerced into the military because I didn't want to get all of this student loan debt that my baby sister's still trying to pay off. You know what I'm saying? And so now they talking about, oh, we're going to have these video war games. We're going to host a lot of those, and we're going to target the young people on social media with these. That's why they really mad at Kaepernick. See, because Kaepernick is exposing the religion of nationalism. Okay, and they're going to rely heavily on nationalism to get the American people behind what they're attempting to do in that part of the world, particularly in Syria. And I just hope that none of the listeners of Black Talk Radio Network have any children who are in the military or any parents or anybody. But if you do, get ready. And you also need to be telling your children, don't join the U.S. military. Don't become cannon fodder for these wealthy people like Donald Trump and those who surround him, who don't care nothing about the everyday man, and they will willingly sacrifice your blood, your guts, just so that they can force their will upon the rest of the world. But thanks, Dave, for sharing that.
Man, Scotty, well said. So true, and very important. And just in the interest of time, we'll come back to some of the things that Scotty said. But I want Brother Davis to Brother Davis is in queue. Then we got Pastor Keith wants to reply and talk about some things. You got a comment too. Well said, Scotty. Let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, what say you? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, of course.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother. Yes, sir.
Brother, you got a plethora of stuff on the table. So let me just put some key points. Right now, we have to understand that we're dealing with Zionist Jews in Israel. The world literally is starting to separate. No longer does the NATO policies attain the mountainous number of people in agreement. So therefore, these people are looking to go to places that's going to offer them support, not only as a group, but for their ideas too. So we can't think for one minute that Israel is going to be any separate. And the United States has put themselves in this position. We have our greatest fear right now is that we're dealing with people who will self-destruct and destroy everything they can before they give up. So keep that in mind. Keep all your gear together. Those of you who have any questions about preparation, go back into the archives, look at some of the Tando stuff. It'll answer a lot of your questions. But this is crunch time. To get through this, you don't want to get into confrontations if possible. And that's one of the reasons why I think that they're forcing this upon you. I'm going to have a show on that 5G to explain that in more detail, hopefully next week. I'm trying to really get myself settled, but the hurricane, and we should have been in South Carolina at least last month. But since I've had a few other difficulties to arise, and then the hurricane arose, and now I got to restructure that, not just me alone, but I have a brother and a sister, and their family's involved in this too. But when I do, we're going to really focus on some things that are going on right before our eyes that we're not giving attention to because they got a package and with a ribbon. When we take that ribbon off, you're going to be surprised. But listen, Dave, great show, man. I get back in the queue, and I appreciate and miss you all.
Brother Davis, we appreciate and miss you. Take your time, whatever you need to do. So Wise Wednesdays is your show. We're here to support you. And Sister Davis, Brother Davis, I saw that I missed your call. I was, in our preparing, I was not available the weekends. The weekends, I'm like you. I'm doing a lot of stuff and preparing. So I'll give you a call today and definitely tomorrow, because tomorrow I'll have more time because I won't be available at all for just – I won't we won't have a show tomorrow. I can't have a show tomorrow. I have some personal things I need to take care of. But we'll be back on Thursday. But yeah, as soon as Brother Davis is capable and ready to do it, we'll have Wise Wednesday. Looking forward to it. So now, what I want to do, much love, much respect, Brother Davis. Give my regards to the Queen. Greatly appreciate you all. Keith wanted to chime in, so I want Keith to chime in. Let me mute myself, and then you don't have to go anywhere, Keith. You can stay right there. I'm going to mute myself, and then here we go. Keith wanted to chime in. Pastor Keith.
I hate to just continue on with what was being said, but both what Brother Scott is doing,
there, is that better?
Hey, Dave, we having issues hearing Pastor Keith. He's coming in real crackly.
Yeah, we're going to try to fix that real quick, Scotty. I heard that too. Go ahead, Keith.
Can you hear me?
No, it's still real crackly, Keith. Try it again.
Let me mute him and unmute him, see if that'll clear it up.
Yeah, there it is. It's perfect now, Keith.
Okay, go ahead.
Scotty, he's got it now. Go ahead.
You know, Brother Scotty and Brother Davis, they touched on so much stuff. And, you know, there's so many things that we have to look at. And what happens in these conversations is we have to expand our minds beyond where they normally think from. And what I mean by that is that, like, there's so much, some of the things that Scotty was saying, for instance, with about religion and the military and stuff like that. The problem is even these terms are inadequate now. And what I mean by that is, like, he talks about religion, all these things. Well, the problem with that thing is when you look at this capitalistic nation that we live in, what we are practicing is not capitalism. It's crony capitalism, it's monopolistic, it's all these things, and we've been indoctrinated to think, but that's capitalism. It's not capitalism. When you start looking about the military and all of these things, those things are such a lie, because at one time, you know, if you can't remember when World War II break out, not remember, but go back in your history, and you look at the people came out of the woodwork to join the military to go join this fight. Well, today, 7% of the people have serving in the military. 7%. If you look at your senators and your politicians and all of them, none of them have served, and none of their kids are serving. So that's a lie. Even if you look at Christianity, and we talk about Christianity, the problem is what percentage of Christians practice Christianity? You know? So we think along certain times because of our verbiage and stuff like that, but the problem is almost none of that. I say it all the time. I say, you know, there's a huge difference between reality and perception. And I said, unfortunately, perception as so much often is stronger than reality, because perception molds reality. It brings reality out. And because of those things, we find ourselves in a situation that I don't want to say is dire, but we have to look at things completely different than we've ever looked at before. So when you start looking at the things that you talk about, you know, my pastor preached today on Ecclesiastes. And the funny thing is, what he preached about was two things. He talked about investing, and he talked about being prepared. Right out of the word, right out of the wisdom of Solomon, which is exactly the things we're talking about. Like, even when you get into that arena, you still have to change your way of thinking, because things are not the way that we perceive them to be most of the time.
Yeah, Keith, you know, the perception and the reality. I always put it to the creed and the deed are two different things. They'll say this is this or that, but the deeds of it is something totally different. That's when the true intentions of the devil in the detail starts to be acted upon, and so it causes some major It causes some major, major problems. And yeah, World War II, as Scotty was saying, World War II, they had a draft. And they tried, Vietnam had a draft as well. And the thing about it, the draft, the new draft that they're going to have is far worse than World War II, World War I, or any draft before, because this one is going to be drafting our daughters out of our community. That's not what we need. And so this overall ideology of the war paradigm and the overall empire control is driving us into a debasement that we may never ever recover from. It severed our ties from the ecosystem with the great creator God Almighty had established. It broken our overall ability to have collective prudence and to develop ourselves all in. So it's really come to a point, and I think there's going to be some good opportunity from when all of this comes to a head. When you're prepared, then you won't be scared. The people that aren't prepared are going to be scared, and they're going to follow the overall destruction to their own demise. But the people that aren't scared because they are prepared will have an opportunity to seize on things that come about and develop their own self-determination and their own sovereignty. That is very, very critical. So, well said, Brother Davis, Scotty, and Pastor Keith. Greatly appreciate you all. And so what I want to do real quickly is that we'll get back to what's going on in Syria, because it is really significant. It's growing to where it's not Syria anymore. It's really, remember, it's in Cuba. It's Panama Canal. It's in Central America. It's in Mexico. It's in Canada. It's a surround. See, the U.S. tried to surround Russia and China. Now they're doing what? They're defeating them at their own game. Now the U.S. is completely surrounded. And so that means that you have no allies. That means you've defeated. Once you've been surrounded, you might as well surrender. It's over. It's over, is over. So in this case, it definitely is. So, but what I really want to talk about now, but yeah, Keith wanted to chime back in. Yeah, let me, one sec, Keith. Yeah, Keith, it's so true. When you look at the truth of the matter, there isn't. If you couldn't beat Korea in the 50s when they didn't have nukes, as I've said before, what makes you think that you stand a chance against them now with the full support of Russia and China, which supported them in the Korean War, which stopped the overall advancement? So you're absolutely right in what you said, and it's not going to be a good look. You know, there's the perception of a paper tiger, And that overall perception was wise for those countries not to engage in direct military conflict with the U.S. because the U.S. made other people do their biddings, like they make their citizens do their bidding. And one thing I just want to correct with you, Keith, is that you use the word we. You and I are not them at all. That's and I know what you mean by that. So when we speak about the overall corporation of the U.S., that's them. And that has nothing to do with us, and we, you know, it's a shameful. But what I really want to focus in on now is I really want to focus in because what we're talking about is so true, and we need to have, you know, other shows about this as well. Is that with all of this at the doorstep, we need to focus on how it's really we need to make a commitment, Keith, to ourselves, to our family, and to our community, to not just surviving this, but thriving in this. And then being able to thrive in the dismay means that you're going to have to go back to some of the essential truths that have already been established for us, is given to us by the great creator, that we need to utilize and reintroduce as a form of practice within our lives. Because if you're depending on your overall credit card and you're depending on your ATM card, when the lights go out by way of cyber attack because the war has expanded, because see what is Russia saying when they said that they're going to have radio communication scrambled? What does that mean? And what did you say, Keith? No communication, no radar, no satellite. What does that basically mean? They're shutting down the internet as well. And if they shut down the internet in the overall theater of combat in Syria, what would be their advantage to shut down that also in the U.S.? It is a real momentum gainer, and they're going to do that. So we have to get away from relying on what man has given us, and we got to get back into our relationship to what the great creator has given us out of grace. But if we don't invoke that, then we won't be a beneficiary of that. The overall protection will not be a hedge. And it's very, very important. I know that Brother Davis wanted to chime back in. Let's go to Brother Davis real quick. Go ahead, Brother Davis. What say you?
Yeah, brother. One of the shows that I'm working on, and I'd like to really take, you're not going to be on tomorrow, I wouldn't mind doing this show on 5G tomorrow. You guys talk about it. If we can make this happen, let me know, because I would definitely like to put this out there in your ear as soon as possible. Another thing I wanted to point out to you was, in the new series that I'm working on, but when I come back, it's going to be developing the internal truth into an external reality. And what does that mean? That means that we have evolved to understand, first of all, we are not human beings. And the reason why we're not is because anybody would know that why would a supreme being give you your being a title called human unless he wanted you to see yourself as small? See, hue means a color, a variation of. But being means something entirely different. Course will be about the body itself, what is so important about this temple and why we got off track in maintaining it so it could reach the time of fruition, meaning that this body is designed to last 120 years or more if you sustain it well. So we'll go into all of that, but I also wanted to mention, Dave, that if we can make that happen tomorrow, I really need the latest information on everybody about 5G. It's not what you think it is. And although they're wrapping it up to be this wonderful Christmas gift, I'm going to give you the real wake-up call behind the scenes. So we can make that happen. I really appreciate it.
Done deal, Brother Davis. Yes, we need to have that, because the EMF of 5G is so it deteriorates your overall existence. And so, yes, Brother Davis, we can have it. Tomorrow, the show starts at well, you know what time it starts. I know that you know. So yes, we could do that tomorrow. What's that? I'm going to just be here for the start of the show, and then I have to take care of that person's stuff. So, yes, Brother Davis, we will definitely have that show so needed, because the 5G is really, as Brother Davis said, is not a Christmas gift that they're going to be giving you as a package. It's a surprise that's really attached to it. So, yes, we'll definitely do that. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, with Brother Davis, in that whole series is going to be important. So we'll look forward to that. So, you know, it's Brother Davis and Keith and our listeners, it's really important that we prepare. And we have to prepare. And the essence of preparing is really reengaging the relationship that sustained you and sustained your ancestors for generations without any real credible, meaningful threat. As Brother David said, your body is meant to be designed to endure for 120 years at least, if you take care of it right. You know, the overall living capability of you and I is really endless. If you the physical, and we're talking about the physical, we know that the overall spiritual is eternal, but the physical existence and the extent of the overall your body goes far beyond what modern medicine, as Brother Davis would say, Western medicine has actually toxified it to where it's only being able to sustain itself for maybe 40 years in some instances in so many places. How many people, young people, are you seeing that are actually making a great transformation so much earlier? And there's a reason why they want you to make that transformation so much earlier, and it goes back to what Scotty said earlier. He joined the military in because he was naive and didn't know what it was really about. So did I. So did many of you that did do that. We were young and naive. We didn't understand things. See, the longer you're around things, the more life experience that you have, the more experience that you have with the deception, you realize how deep the deception is, and you say, no, I won't partake. This is why they had to have the overall the body, your temple to expire before you get into the age of maturity. Because at the age of maturity, you will have a discernment that would be a problem to them to maintain their overall systematic control. Hence, health care instead of health cures. So we have to get back to that type of thinking. And in the last 30 minutes of the show, we need to get back to what will allow us to thrive. What are some of the things that will allow us to thrive? You probably need to get in a different chair, Keith's back is messing with him real bad. So now, what are some of the things that will get us to thrive? We're going to talk about that in the next hour, and in the next 30 minutes, and I'm going to lay out some things real quickly. If the great creator made it, it will get you to thrive. It will get you to sustain yourself, and it has such benefits to you that goes beyond, far beyond just your existence. It actually seeds the generation that you have yet not named. And we need to get back to those things right away. I have a little thing that I do as to if I need something or not. If I look at something that I look at it, did the great creator make this or did man create it? If man created, I know I don't need it. And there's a label that should come along with it. And that label should be, don't trust it. There's something hidden in this that will do you harm. But if I look at things, if the great creator made it, then I know that it's something that is beneficial to my overall body, but also to sustaining my overall discernment, my spiritual discernment, and developing me into who I really should be and what I really could be by having the proper institution and nomenclature for all of my talents and abilities. I just have to willfully do that. That is the first start, and we're going to go over a couple of those things, how we could thrive and by what the great creator has given us instead of what man is advising us to do. Man is advising us to move into a direction of dependency on the system, which is a dependency and subjugation of everything that you have, all your talents, your abilities, and your energy. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to take our last commercial break, and then we'll be right back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Okay, we're going to come back here. You're listening to Black Talk Radio Network. Excuse me, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Okay, so that was our station break. We're going to get right back into it. So for us to thrive, Keith, very easy. It's not hard. Most people think that it's extremely hard. When it comes to preparing, the foundation of preparing should start and should end with, what are you acquiring? Are you acquiring things? Are you saving in things that were created by the great creator? If it was, then you know that it's going to provide for sustainability of life. Your body actually needs it in all forms of your body. Your temple, your spirit, your soul, and your physical body needs it. It's essential. It will actually give what is needed for that body to maintain itself and meet its full potential. If man created it, it is going to do just the opposite. Just the opposite. The GMO foods destroy you. It infirms you. It makes you to be put in a position of malnourishment. It causes for all of the coded in the algorithms of disease that man has created to actually explode and expand in your overall physical body. So number one, to thrive in this overall paradigm, in these wars and this destruction that's going to happen, you have to have a sustainable acknowledgement to the ecosystem. The great creator made no mistake in making the ecosystem. Look how the ecosystem purifies itself, regenerates itself. Your body does that all the time. But it's interrupted by GMOs and toxins and everything from doing what it was originally created and the ability that it has. So that's where we start with number one. So now, what does that mean? You should be acquiring things that the great creator made. And we could go over a list of those things. Clean food, purified water, a way to defend yourself from individuals that mean you harm. And these are all principles of the ecosystem. You also need to look at the essential items that your body needs, and you have to look at who you are and where you are and what your conditions are. You have to look at where you are in the overall topography or the geographical location that you're in, because we're about to go into winter. The access to a lot of things, yes, I took a station break, Scotty, yes. The access to things is now going to be because winter, the seasonal change of winter, means that the abundance of different things is not going to be available. Did you take advantage of that this summer, the spring? If you didn't, then now's the time for you to mitigate what you weren't able to get during that harvest time, during that season, and you need to store up things now. And we need to rechange everything that we've been taught. We don't need to have a consumer's mentality. We need to have a prodigious storehouse mentality, because that storehouse you're going to be withdrawing from for your needs. And what is the storehouse that I'm speaking of? I'm talking about the basics of the table of preparedness. There's a table of preparedness. It's four legs and a countertop: food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That's the table of preparedness. You have to look at food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And you have to look, and you should look at it from the standpoint of what the great creator has made, or what's in the ecosystem. That's essential for you. And if you introduce those things, you will do well. Let me give you a case in point of how you'll do well. Let's say you have, and I would charge you to where you need to make this your priority, and you need to research a lot of this and acquire and find out what it is that you need outside of us just telling you everything that you need, because everyone is different. Some individuals have a metabolism that's different than the others. Some have illnesses that you need to address. Whatever it is that you need to do, you need to not be an idle person and do nothing. The idle individual will be trampled upon, will lie there and suffocate in the systematic demise, the systematic trap that has been laid before him. If you are idle, there is no assistance that will come to you at all. You're going to have to invoke it by your will. Being idle is detrimentally dangerous. You can't. So now, research, find out things from where you are. We try to give you things that will help you, but you have to build upon that. This can't be your only outlet. It has to be, this should only be the spark that is given to you that you have an act of furtherance for you, your family, and our overall community. Because without that spark, without you being independent and not codependent or dependent on anyone else, we are not going to have a strong base that we can rely upon through collective prudence. Collective prudence works when individuals are sound. And consumerism is no form of, is not sound. Getting commercial good stuff is not going to get you through this. Commercial good stuff is going to have you to have an ATM card for convenience. Oh, you don't need to store stuff up. See, that's what these things have been put into place. If you really look at your ATM cards and everything else, and credit cards, they actually were put into place so that you can have the convenience of just going to get something immediately and you don't have to store anything. That is completely against the overall principles of preparing. The convenience will kill you. The convenience will lead to a quickened demise. You don't want the convenient route. You want the proven route. So, some of the things that you should be looking at. One, acquiring a way to purify water. Having a store of water, both which you can drink, and non-potable storable water, because non-potable water that you can't drink is still valuable. You still can use it for a lot of different things. You should have a store of good food, good clean food that has a real source of vitamins and minerals that can actually keep you in a state of nourishment. Having a store of Twinkies for when the just-in-time delivery system collapses, you might as well not have the food, because that's not food. That's imitation substance. That imitation substance is going to make you sick and actually put your body in a position to where it is going to be malnourished. And when you're malnourished, your frequency is lower, and then it's easier for disease and illnesses to attack you, your body, and you won't have the overall immune strength to rebuff it. So get real food. Acquire that now while it's still a chance to do it, while it's still available. And when I say a chance to do it, this is what I mean by a chance to do it. Keith, is so important. The longer you wait, the more you'll have to give up to acquire what it is that you need. The sooner you respond, the easier it will be in availability, and not only that, in accessibility. Are you able to access it because its overall price point is cheaper? Think about it this way. Once the Strait of Hormuz is closed, Do you know how much gas is going to be here in the U.S.? The overall availability of gas, which is a form of energy for the table of preparedness, which is going to be essential in some things to help you along. Let's just use that as an example. If you get gas, if you wait for the war to start to get gas, guess what you're going to be met with? A long line, and you're not going to get a gallon of gas. You're probably going to get a cup of gas. Because it will even move to a point where you'll say, I can't even get gas. I can't afford gas. It's so much. And then people will be upset, and you will see a lot of people that will be in a position of disadvantage and crying and have an emotional response to it all. But here, let me just say this. For every person that's listening to the Tando Radio Show, there will be no need for you to cry when we've been on this air for this long, and those of you who've been listening for this while, there will be no need for you to cry because you knew about this stuff coming way before. Way before. Way, way before. And OLG said, I lived through rationing as a teen. I did too. I remember in the 70s with the gas, where you had to wait in line. And many, many of us here have lived through rationing of gas as well during the hurricanes. You may have not had to go through it, but you definitely seen it. Did that speak to you? Was there a something that told you, hey, make sure you're never in that position? So I'm just using gas as an example, Keith. So right now, how easy is it to access gas? It's pretty easy, right?
Very.
It's very easy. It depends on where you are. If you're in North Carolina, South Carolina, in certain places of the country right now, there's a major challenge with it, you know? But as an example, see, when you wait too late, that means you're going to be competing for the resources with everyone else. Now you're dealing with supply, then you're dealing with the other ugly head of demand. How many of you can afford to pay for $45 a gallon for gas? $55 for a gallon of gas? $100 for a gallon of gas? See, this is the example. So you prepare now while the opportunity for you to acquire it is at its best point. Because once there's a demand for it, the likelihood, because of the economic system that the system has placed us under, we can't afford to acquire it. But what we have, Keith. Most people say to me, Dave, I can't afford to prepare. Well, if you know, because it costs so much. Well, see, here's the thing, and this is nothing but a truth. You're going to have to strategize your way around that. What is it that you have to identify? What it is that you need, and strategize your way around that. And some people may think that I'm saying you need to steal that. That's absolutely what I'm not. Because, see, that's the easy route, Keith. You know what I mean? No. The hard route is that you're going to have to strategize. Maybe I could cut this out. Maybe I could cut that out. What I mean by cut this and cut that out, cut out some of the things that you want, and you'll see how easy it is to get what you need. Now, at the appropriate time, will it come to a point where there will be an appropriate time where you have to do some things that are otherwise frowned upon? Absolutely. But that shouldn't be your first option. Because one of the things about preparing, it brings about a discipline and a maturity in you that is not satisfied in the immediate acquiring of things, which is detrimental to you. So preparing is more than just acquiring stuff. It's actually maturing into a discipline. In all of these things, in order for you to thrive, you're going to need relationships. You're going to need a plan. You're going to need discipline. Then you're going to need items that the great creator has given that will give you momentum and are a force multiplier to what it is that you need. And those things you should be actively engaging in now in order to thrive. If you have food, you now have leverage. If you have and you have to store gas safely and everything else, yes, you do. And you need to find out how to do that with the conditions that you're in. If you learn how to do those things, you can use gas as an asset, right? How can gas be an asset? Well, when everybody else needs gas, you can act like you have just a little bit of it and get some other things that you so-called need. Please don't take paper for it, unless, and depending on the situation. If you know if it's a situation where everything will go back to stability, but if you go into a war conditions in the U.S., don't take paper. Don't allow someone to give you a piece of paper for an asset. Smart as them, naive as you. And I would say dumb as you, in the dumb in the literal sense. You haven't been hearing things. You haven't heard that overall cash is a worthless item. So that makes you dumb. When you have assets and you have things that are essential to maintaining the standard of living, quality of life, and more important, sustaining your life, you have a resource that is going to be critical that many people will need. And if you leverage that correctly, it will bring an opportunity to you like never ever before. That's how everything needs to be thought about. This is why some people say you can't eat silver and gold. One, you don't know what you're talking about. You definitely can consume silver and gold, and it is beneficial to you to do, particularly silver. I would kind of stay away from gold until you really mature. And I'm not going to talk about that too much because I don't want to advocate that when people may not be ready for that. But silver you should be consuming daily to strengthen your immune system. So everything that the great creator has made is beneficial to you. And one of the things that you should be looking at is how to best leverage yourself. One of the keys to best leveraging yourself, when we go through this overall war paradigm and everything else, there are going to be opportunities for you to seize on things. If you have the right resources, then you'll be able to acquire things, and that is going to bring about sustainability and sovereignty and self-determination to you. One of the articles I wanted to go into, it didn't go into, I'll go into it later, was that in all economic collapses, it's not the wealthy that suffer. And that word wealthy is very, very critical, because most people think that wealthy means that person has a lot of cash. No. Wealthy means that the individual that has a lot of assets, even if they've gotten those assets by ill gains, because they have that asset under their physical control, they still get the benefits of what that asset can do. It's indiscriminate. But if you can acquire assets, same thing with you. You will be a wealthy individual that will be able to mitigate any and everything that's put place before. The individuals, there's a lot of individuals in Venezuela that are suffering. There are a lot of individuals that are profiting off of that suffering. I would never advocate you or I or anyone else profiting off of someone else's suffering. But I definitely will say if you prepare yourself, then you'll be put in a position to where not only will you be able to sustain yourself, but you'll be able to do good for your family and your overall community. And who is your community? Is it the idle individual that would do nothing and rely on you to take care of them? I would tell you that's a dangerous personality that you're going to have to decide if you're going to bring into your midst. And I would say to you, don't do it. That overall spirit that goes along with that slothful idleness is destructive. Here we go. Okay, yeah, got you, Scotty. So very, very important. So focus on getting assets. Mitigate and wean yourself from what man has created. And move yourself into things that the great creator has seen. Now, there are some things that man has created that you can use to mitigate what man has polluted against with the great creator, such as water filtration. You need to get some of the pollutants out of, and that requires you can still use coal and a lot of gravity-fed rocks, sand, and things to filter water. But you can actually also use some things that man has created to do that in a more efficient way, okay? Efficiency in some things is very important. If you have to get there fast, you have to be efficient. That means that you need to use some things, means, and methods that are efficient. But over a long term, you always want to use the ecosystem as much as you possibly can. And if you do that, you will establish a wealth for you, your family, and the overall community. Here's the community that you should be focused on. I think that's very, very important. Align yourself with like individuals that have a vested interest in you doing well, and you have a vested interest in them doing well. Don't bring anyone in the midst that is just going to let you do all of the work. Work is the thing that we don't want to hear about and engage in the most. We want someone to do it for us, give it to us. We want to find it. We want to do a gambling system, get lucky on it. We don't want to toil for it. And that toiling brings a maturity that's necessary for you to have a discipline. The individual, the slowful, idle person is not disciplined. Do not have that person in your camp. Because what they're going to do is that they're going to corrupt everything that you've acquired. And then they're going to look at you as a problem to get to the stuff that you have, the assets that you have, if you know what I mean. So, how do we prosper? And I wanted to go really into this with a whole list of different things. I'm going to have to do another show. Basically, it's acquire the discipline to get what the great creator has put for us in our ecosystem. Develop a base of knowledge off of that. Acquire the essentials good, the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. Solar power is a form of energy. Other individuals that are like-minded is a form of energy and talent. You need to be looking for those type of things, okay? So listen, everyone, much love, much respect, greatly respect you all, and hopefully we learned some things. Watch what's going on in Syria. Be aware, and if you see some things that's going on in Syria, there's some major things, which I wouldn't be surprised, it's better to act net right away than to watch it unfold. Don't watch the TV. You know some things happen. Jump on and get in front of it before it adversely affects you and your family and the overall community at large. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.